The kid says something like what?
Oh, you know, I hear this so often, parents say, but my kid whines that he can't do something. You know, he wants somebody else to do it for him.
Yeah.
I think it's great if parents have something right on the tip of their tongue that they've been dying to say, you know, so they can just spit it out right on the spot.
Yeah.
Those are kind of routines that parents have. You know, like we've talked about kids who argue with the parents, they need something on the tip of their tongue like, oh, and what did I say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a great opportunity for that. Kid says, oh, I can't do it. And the parent spits out, oh, sweetie, aren't you glad I don't believe that? You give them a hug and get them on their way.
Yeah, you disengage from the kid. And let's see if I've got this right. The kid says, I can't tie my shoes. And you know they can. It's just kind of hard for them. And by the way, this little sidebar, you know any parents who just do it for the kid?
Oh, yeah, they don't want the kids to struggle.
Yeah, and then the kid doesn't have a very good self-concept because they don't believe they can do anything.
Yeah, well, self-concept is born out of struggle. The modern approach to working with kids that we hear so much is we're trying to make sure that their life is perfect and they never have struggles. So there we are. Boom. We've taken away their opportunity to build their own good self-concept.
Right. And I think the people that are listening right now understand that what's helped them become confident in life is overcoming trials and having to work through it. And it's okay if the parent gives ideas or gets the kids started with how to do it. But boy, that kid really has to struggle and with that issue. So let me see, though, if I've got the right style going on, because the style of love and logic is important too, not just the words but how you say them, right? So you're my kid, I can't tie my shoes, or I can't put my pillow in the pillowcase, you know, it's too hard. And let's see if I've got it right. Well, aren't you glad that I don't believe that?
Never work in a million years.
No, okay. So it's got to kind of be a song. Aren't you glad that I don't believe that?
I find myself, when I talk to kids and I really want the message to come through, that I make a sound like, oh, and then I pause. And that causes the ears to open up because they want to know what's coming next, you know?
Yeah.
So the way we would do this, you'd say, oh, I can't do that. Oh, sweetie, aren't you glad I don't believe that? And we give him a hug and be on the way.
And you can't see this because this is only an audio, but he's smiling at me right now. And that's the message that says, hey, kid, I believe in you. I know you can do this. We want your kids to feel really loved and be really happy. But we also know that we have to balance the head and the heart. Right? That's the love and the logic.
That's right. You know, the love that it takes to allow kids to struggle.
Right.
And it's really hard to sit back and watch that. And the logic is what goes on in their mind.
Yeah.
For example, if I said instead, oh, you can do that. See, they don't believe that a bit. But when you say, aren't you glad I don't believe that? It turns it into a question. And when it's a question, the kid has to think.
And when kids think, they're less resistant.